It is Monday, April 15th, 2013, and this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. The University of Arkansas Fort Smith's 32nd season of entertainment presents the University of Arkansas Fort Smith Symphonic Band tomorrow night at 7:30 at the Fort Smith Convention Center. This performance will feature Sousa marches and symphonic hymns and most everything in between, including music of artistic and historical significance. Tickets and more information available at uafs.edu. Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, how states like Arkansas are handling greenhouse gas emission standards, plus the hundreds of volunteers and thousands of hours of preparation for the Coleman races in Rogers this month are stepping into high gear right about now. Plus, a nearly forgotten blues musician from Logan County, West Virginia. That's explained later. First, the vote on a bill that would let the state implement a plan to provide private health insurance with federal Medicaid dollars is expected to happen this afternoon. Lawmakers asked legislative leaders to postpone the vote so they could better explain it to their constituents over the weekend. Speaker of the House, Davy Carter, made the announcement Friday.
This is something fundamentally different than the, quote, Obamacare, end quote, that we've been talking about for so many years. And everybody has to get their arms around what the two choices are. I mean, they're real, effects of both decisions. And, I think it was a reasonable request, and we'll circle back up on Monday.
A bill laying out the state's plan to use money in the Affordable Care Act for private insurance for Arkansans, making up to 138% of the federal poverty level, has passed the Senate and House with simple majorities. The budget bill for the plan will need a separate vote and a 75% supermajority in both chambers. Speaking against the plan late last week, several lawmakers indicated they are for it but are voting against it because it's what their constituents want them to do. In Little Rock this weekend, former presidential candidate John McCain called President Obama's reaction to tensions in Syria shameful and a classic example of a failure of American leadership. Senator McCain was invited to speak at the Robinson Center by the Clinton School of Public Service. He said the president ignored the advice of his entire national security team when things began heating up in Syria.
Every one of them recommended giving arms to the freedom fighters in Syria. Every one of them. They were overruled at the White House. Now we announced yesterday we're going to get them flak jackets. I'm sure that that's of great comfort to these fighters while the Scud missiles are exploding. It's just shameful.
Senator McCain said more than 80,000 Syrians have been massacred by the regime of the dictator Bashar Assad. The senator, who lost a bid for the presidency to the president in 2008, said it was not his intention to bash the president because he is trying to work with him on immigration reform as well as other legislation. Some changes are coming to certain child welfare programs in Arkansas. The state recently received a waiver from the federal government through the Adoption and Safe Families Act that allows the state more flexibility in child welfare practices over a five-year period. Governor Mike Beebe says the flexibility allows child welfare workers to respond in new ways to lower-risk child maltreatment scenarios, which can include circumstances of inadequate food, clothing, and shelter, inadequate supervision, and unhealthy living conditions.
In one recent example, a family was referred to the state for the poor living conditions of the children. They'd been wearing the same clothes for multiple days, did not smell clean, and were living in a cluttered, roach-ridden home. In the past, this would have triggered an investigation that meant months of involvement between state officials and the family. Instead, the state referred the family to a community assistance program that supplied the children with food and clean socks. The family received a donated bug sprayer so they could address their pest problems themselves. The information and support from the state allowed the family to become more engaged in caring for their children without court or protective services intervention.
The governor says the new approach focuses on assistance and community involvement rather than an adversarial investigative approach. He says that the new flexibility can safely reduce the number of children entering foster care in the state. The Arkansas baseball team travels to Nebraska for two games in the middle of this week. After dropping 2 of 3 to LSU and Fayetteville this weekend, the Razorbacks lost the rubber game of the three-game series yesterday, 5-3 in 10 innings. Arkansas will play in Lincoln, Nebraska tomorrow night and Wednesday afternoon before returning to Fayetteville for a three-game set this weekend against Texas A&M. The Northwest Arkansas Naturals had a tough time this weekend. The team did get its first two wins of the season last week, but the Nats dropped two of three games over the weekend to the Midland Rockhounds. All told, the Naturals now 3-7 on the Young Texas League season. Since the first of the year, Northwest Arkansas has received 12.5 inches of rain. That's according to data from Drake Field collected by the National Weather Service. The total is nearly an inch higher than average and almost a full 3 inches higher than the year-to-date precipitation of this time last year. With all the rain, lake levels that were diminished by drought over the past 2 years are making a recovery. According to the most recent numbers released by the Army Corps of Engineers, Beaver Lake registered at 1,117.2 feet above mean sea level, just more than 3 feet below the seasonal average. Table Rock Lake in Missouri is even closer to its seasonal average, registering at nearly 914.5 feet. That's just shy of the average of 915 feet. The spring weather and higher lake levels expected to bring more people to area lakes. Lori Driver is a spokesperson with the Army Corps of Engineers. She says many are drawn to the lakes for recreation in the spring, and they should keep safety in mind.
Anytime visitors go to the lake to recreate, they need to take into account if they're in a boat, boating safely, don't drink alcohol, be careful of other people, but particularly the beginning of the recreation season. Folks haven't been out all year, may be a little rusty with their boat handling. Be careful of folks in the water. Be careful of obstructions in the water. Either the lake is high or it's low. There may be something under the water that they don't remember from the year before. Be courteous of other folks. Have a great time. Enjoy the lake, but be water safe at every time.
Aside from slim chances of rain, the weather for the next few days should be agreeable for some time on the lake. Tonight, 30% chance of thunderstorms, a low in the upper 50s in northwest Arkansas. Clouds with lows in the mid-60s in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Highs will range from 77 to 82. And tomorrow night, cloudy, 30% chance of showers after midnight. Lows tomorrow in the lower 60s throughout the listening area.